Welcome to the second episode of Mysterious Streams, kind of yet unnamed news version of the podcast. These are just going to be quick little podcasts, mini casts, if you will, that will fill in the time between when me and my wife discuss a film. And my name is Nicholas Peterson. You can get a hold of me at Mime Killer. Twitter, if you want to tweet me your thoughts about what I'm saying, or yell and scream at me and scream obscenities at me and just call me a piece of garbage. You can do that at me. You can hurl insults at me on Twitter at Mime Killer. So today I'm kind of been tossing around some format ideas in my brain about this thing. And I'm thinking I'm just going to make it real simple podcast. And it's just going to be my thoughts on three pop culture news stories of the day. Doesn't necessarily have to be movie related. Could be TV, could be entertainment, just anything. Just three topics that I think I can riff on for at least a couple minutes. And we'll keep it short, keep it simple, and keep it sweet. If I'm going to be creepy a little bit. But number one on my list of today is the Scientology doc, getting a lot of critical good reviews at Sundance. It's called Scientology and the Prison of Belief. I'm kind of looking forward to this. I love a good documentary. I'm always kind of curious about Scientology, just, you know, kind of how it works, you know, from a fly on the wall perspective. That being said, I don't really care that people's lives are destroyed by Scientology. I really don't. I mean, these are no one knows anyone who's into the Church of Scientology. It seems like just something that weirdos in LA get involved with. It's not something that's affecting anyone I know's life, and I guarantee anyone listening to this, it's not affecting anyone in their life as well. I've never even heard a story, even anecdotally, about what I would consider a normal person's life being affected in a negative way by Scientology. It's just the only impact it has on my life is I always forget that they're the ones who do the personality quizzes when you go to like San Francisco or any major city and you go, oh, what's this all about? Oh yeah, it's Scientology. So that's the only impact it has on my life. And I guarantee 99.9% of the population, that's the impact it has on their life as well. And I know people don't like that it has tax exempt status. Is it a true religion? But who cares? I mean, that's always my quick take on that is who cares? They got some money, a bunch of rich people. It's pretty much the equivalent of rich people lottery tickets donating to Scientology. So I'm looking forward to the documentary. Hopefully it's more just kind of an inside look at how Scientology runs. That interests me. I don't really care about Scientology ruining people's lives, because who cares about weird rich white people who have more time and energy than sense? Moving on, number two, the Fifth Doctor made a little bit of waves when he said he doesn't see how the Doctor Who can become a female. This has become a touchy subject for a lot of people, because people want, oh god, they want a female Doctor Who more than anything. If only it could be female, Doctor Who could I don't know, be better or something. And we got a little bit of it with this last season with the Master regenerating as a woman, but the Master is insane. So people want a gender bender doctor, but they want a sane doctor. I'm fine with a female doctor. My wife, strangely, is hugely against it. She says that would be a horrible mistake. I'm fine with a female doctor, but I also would be fine if they stuck with male Doctor Who's for the foreseeable future. I think the show is still a lot of creative energy going to that show. I don't think it's stale. I don't know why you would mess with the format too much. Like I said, female doctor would be fine, but it's not going to make or break the show for me. Also, finally, Chris Pratt, Indiana Jones. His name is being bandied about as the person being that could take the mantle after presumably the fifth and last Harrison Ford Indiana Jones comes out. Now, I've always said this. I've always said that if you want people to warm up to a new Indiana Jones, because Harrison Ford really made that role his own, I would say even more so than something like Captain Kirk. I would say that's even Captain Kirk is an easier role to recast, because even though there was only one William Shatner and only one Captain Kirk, we had seen a lot of captains before. being captain of the Enterprise. So it's not unusual to see someone sitting in the captain's chair, captaining, you know, being the captain of the Enterprise, who looks different. You know, we've seen white men, black men, white women. We've seen the gauntlet of people. But Indiana Jones is Harrison Ford. And I think the way you can get around perhaps upsetting people or getting a little distance between the Harrison Ford Indiana Jones movies and the new Indiana Jones movies is you don't make the first movies, the reboot movies or the new movies, about Indiana Jones. You make it about Henry Jones Sr. as a young man, which I think would put it, the movie squarely in the late 1890s. Not only would that be a very unique setting for an Indiana Jones film, then you could have a protagonist that doesn't we haven't seen before. We've never seen a young Indiana Jones father. We've seen young Indiana Jones. We've never seen his father young. We've only seen him very old as Sean Connery, and then dead as a picture of Sean Connery in the last movie. Which I always forget they killed him off in the last movie till I rewatched it recently. But make it a Henry Jones film. Get some distance between the Harrison Ford character and the new character. And then you start talking about recasting and officially rebooting the Indiana Jones franchise. I think that's the way to go. That about wraps it up here. We're looking at 6.5 minutes. I'm going to try to keep these short and sweet. And those are my thoughts. And again, you can yell, scream, call me names. My Twitter handle @MimeKiller. And we have a great day.